Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be diving into something that's super relevant to all of us, even if you've, you know, never stepped foot in the courtroom.
Right.
And that is the importance of trust in decision making.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be exploring this through the lens of arbitrator impartiality.
Oh, interesting.
Using real world examples from a document about arbitrator conduct. Now you might be thinking, arbitrators, that sounds
a little dry.
Yeah, a little dry. But trust me, the insights we uncover here apply to all sorts of situations, from business deals to even personal relationships.
I like it.
So let's get into it.
Let's unpack this.
Okay. So our source material dives right into this challenge of disclosure for arbitrators.
Right.
So they're expected to be transparent about any potential conflicts of interest. But they also have to maintain confidentiality from their past cases.
Oh, wow.
It's like walking a tightrope.
Yeah, that's a tough balance, right?
Yeah.
You've got these competing interests.
Yeah.
You've got to be transparent, but also protect sensitive information.
Right, exactly.
The tricky situation for sure.
Yeah, and the source material emphasizes how important it is for arbitrators to see disclosures from the party's perspective.
Oh, that's interesting.
Think about it, what might seem like a minor detail to an arbitrator who has all the background information could be a huge red flag for someone who doesn't.
Right, who doesn't have that full context.
Yeah.
They're coming at it from a completely different angle.
Right. And, you know, it makes me think, you know, it's like finding out months after a trial that the judge had some past connection to the other side, it would instantly make you question everything.
Oh, absolutely. Like, what else don't I know, right?
Yeah.
It just plants that seed of doubt.
Yeah.
And that's why timely disclosure is so crucial.
Hmm.
It's not just about what you disclose. It's when you disclose it.
Right.
The source material really drives this point home.
Okay.
Late disclosures create suspicion.
Yeah.
And that suspicion can be really hard to overcome.
You know, it's interesting because you know how they say our brains are wired to assume the worst?
Oh, totally. It's like a survival mechanism almost.
Yeah.
We're always looking for potential threats.
Yeah.
So when we feel like information is being withheld from us, our brains jump to those worst case scenarios.
Wow.
It's like a natural defense mechanism.
I hadn't thought about it like that before.
Yeah. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
The psychology of trust.
So it's not just about transparency, but about the psychology of trust, too.
Exactly. Perception is everything.
Right.
And to illustrate this point, let's look at the first case study from our source material.
I'm ready.
An arbitrator waited 8 months.
8 months.
To disclose that they had previously represented someone in a case tangentially related to the current arbitration. Now, the connection itself was fairly minor. But the delay in disclosing it.
That seems like a recipe for disaster.
It was. You see, the objection from the parties wasn't primarily about the conflict itself.
Oh, wow.
But about the delay in disclosing it.
Okay.
That 8 month gap created a sense of unease and doubt. And ultimately, the arbitrator was removed from the case.
Wow. So even a seemingly small conflict.
Right.
If not disclosed promptly.
Yeah.
Can have major consequences.
Absolutely. And it raises the question, what kind of impact did that delay have on the parties involved? Mm. Did it breed animosity?
Right.
Did it make them question the arbitrator's competence? We can only imagine, but it certainly didn't help build trust in the process.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
It seems like timing really is everything.
It is.
When it comes to building and maintaining trust.
So what about our second case study? This one involves an arbitrator who, like many, also had an active law practice, but they failed to disclose that their firm was involved in a lawsuit.
Well, against one of the firms.
Hold on. So the arbitrator's firm was suing.
Yes.
A firm that was involved in the arbitration they were overseeing.
That's right.
That seems like a pretty big deal.
It is. And to make matters worse, the arbitrator had personally signed legal documents called pleadings against the other firm.
Oh, yeah.
These are basically formal statements outlining the legal arguments in a case.
Uh-huh.
So imagine being a party in that arbitration.
Right.
And finding out that the person deciding your fate had actively taken legal action against someone on the other side.
Yeah, I can see how that would raise some serious red flags. So what happened in this case?
Well, just like in the previous case, the issue wasn't so much the conflict itself, but the failure to disclose it up front. This lack of transparency eroded trust and ultimately led to the arbitrator being removed.
Right.
it highlights the need for continuous vigilance.
Yeah.
Especially for arbitrators who wear multiple hats and are juggling different roles. Mm-hmm.
They need systems in place to capture these potential conflicts and disclose them promptly.
That makes sense. It seems like the more complex the situation,
right,
the more important transparency becomes. It's like if you're dealing with a simple transaction, maybe a few minor details don't matter as much.
Right.
But when the stakes are higher and there are multiple parties involved, those seemingly small details can really make a difference in how people perceive the fairness of the process.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that this idea of perspective taking goes beyond just disclosing potential conflicts.
Oh, okay.
It also applies to how arbitrators manage the entire arbitration process.
So it's not just about what you reveal,
right,
but how you conduct yourself throughout the whole thing.
Exactly. The source material doesn't explicitly state this.
Okay.
But reading between the lines, it seems like a big part of impartiality is about ensuring that all parties feel heard and understood, regardless of the outcome. Even if the arbitrator ultimately rules against you, if you feel like you had a fair chance to present your case and that your perspective was genuinely considered,
right,
you're more likely to accept the decision.
That's a really interesting point. It suggests that impartiality isn't just about being neutral, but about creating a process that feels fair and balanced to everyone involved, even if the final outcome isn't what they hoped for.
Precisely. And that can be a tough challenge, especially when dealing with complex cases and strong personalities.
Yeah.
But it's crucial for maintaining confidence in the process, which, yeah, as we've discussed, is the cornerstone of successful dispute resolution.
Okay. So we've been talking about these case studies and principles in the context of arbitration.
Right.
But our source material specifically focuses on cases administered by the American Arbitration Association, or AAA.
Mm-hmm.
Is this just an AAA thing, or do these principles apply more broadly?
That's a great question. While the specific examples come from AAA cases, the source also mentions that these disclosure obligations are echoed in the Code of Ethics for arbitrators in commercial disputes.
Okay.
This tells us that these principles are widely recognized and accepted within the field of arbitration as a whole.
So it's safe to say that these ideas of transparency and fairness are pretty universal in the world of arbitration, not just specific to one organization.
Exactly. And what's even more interesting is that the source material mentions something called the AAA Administrative Review Council.
Okay.
This council is responsible for resolving complex issues that arise in large or significant cases to ensure things are handled appropriately and fairly.
Mm.
It's like a higher level of oversight to safeguard the integrity of the process.
So it's like having a checks and balances system in place.
Right.
To make sure everything is running smoothly and that the principles of impartiality and timely disclosure are being upheld, even in the most challenging cases.
Precisely. And the fact that this council exists and is specifically addressing these arbitrator challenges suggests that impartiality and timely disclosure are seen as absolutely essential for upholding the integrity of the entire arbitration system.
It makes you wonder how these kinds of principles are enforced or upheld in other decision-making contexts outside of formal arbitration.
Right.
Like, what about internal investigations within a company?
Yeah.
Or even community-led decision-making processes?
Uh-huh.
How do we ensure fairness and transparency in those situations, even if there aren't formal rules or oversight bodies in place?
That's a fantastic question. It highlights how the principles we've been discussing today have broader implications that extend far beyond the realm of arbitration.
Right.
Whether we're talking about a legal proceeding, a business negotiation, or even just making decisions within a group of friends, these ideas of transparency, impartiality, and perspective taking are essential for building and maintaining trust.
So what does this all mean for our listener?
Right. Good question.
What are some key takeaways they can apply to their own lives, even if they're not dealing with formal arbitration?
Well, first and foremost, it highlights the importance of seeing things from multiple perspectives.
Okay.
Whether you're resolving a conflict, making a decision, or just trying to understand a situation, taking the time to consider other viewpoints is crucial.
Uh-huh.
It's easy to get caught up in our own perspectives and assumptions, but if we want to build trust and make fair decisions, we need to be willing to step outside of ourselves and see things from other people's points of view.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that our perspective is just one piece of the puzzle. and that there are always other pieces that we need to consider.
Exactly. And second, it underscores the power of proactive communication and transparency.
Okay.
When you're in a position of authority or making decisions that affect others, being open and upfront about potential biases or conflicts can go a long way in building trust. It's not always easy to admit our own biases or acknowledge potential conflicts of interest, but doing so demonstrates a commitment to fairness and helps create a more level playing field.
So even if there aren't formal disclosure rules in place, it's always better to err on the side of transparency and open communication.
Absolutely. And finally, this deep dive reminds us that fairness isn't just about following the rules. It's about cultivating an environment where everyone feels heard and respected, even if they don't agree with the final outcome.
Okay.
It's about creating a space where people feel like they've had a fair chance to present their side of the story and that their perspective has been genuinely considered, even if the ultimate decision doesn't go their way.
It's about creating a sense of procedural justice, where people feel like the process itself was fair, even if they don't agree with the outcome.
That's a great way to put it. And that's something we can all strive for, regardless of our role or the situation we find ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we're leading a team, mediating a dispute, or simply having a conversation with a friend, we can all contribute to creating a more just and equitable world by being mindful of these principles.
That's like we always say, knowledge is power.
Right.
But only if you can use it.
Exactly. And I think this deep dive has given us a lot to think about. It's a reminder that even in something as seemingly technical as arbitration, these very human principles of fairness, transparency, and perspective taking are absolutely crucial.
And what's so cool is that these principles aren't limited to legal settings.
Right.
They're applicable in our workplaces, our communities, even our personal relationships. It's about recognizing that we all have a role to play in creating a more just an equitable world.
I completely agree. It's easy to get caught up in the specific details of a particular case or situation.
Yeah.
But the underlying principles we've been discussing are universal. They're about building trust, fostering understanding, and ensuring that everyone feels like they have a voice.
Speaking of having a voice.
Yes.
I have one final thought-provoking question for you, dear listener.
Okay, I'm ready.
We've talked about how crucial it is for decision makers like arbitrators to be impartial and transparent.
Right.
But what about our own roles as participants in these processes?
Oh, that's interesting.
How can we ensure that we're approaching situations with an open mind?
Yeah.
Seeking to understand different perspectives, even when emotions run high.
That's such an important question. It's easy to demand fairness from others.
Right.
But are we holding ourselves to the same standard? Are we actively listening to understand rather than just waiting to respond?
Oh.
Are we willing to challenge our own assumptions and biases?
It's a two-way street, right?
Yes.
Building trust and ensuring fair outcomes requires active participation from everyone involved.
Absolutely. And it starts with self-awareness. We all have biases. We all come to the table with our own experiences and perspectives.
Aye.
The key is to acknowledge those biases and be willing to listen and learn from others, even when it's challenging.
So it's not about pretending to be objective or bias-free.
Right.
It's about recognizing our own subjectivity and being open to the possibility that we might not have all the answers.
Exactly. And when we approach situations with that kind of humility and openness, we create space for genuine dialogue and understanding.
Right.
Even if we don't agree with someone else's perspective, we can still respect their right to hold that perspective and try to see the world through their eyes.
So as you go about your day, listener, we challenge you to think about how you can contribute to a more fair and transparent world, one interaction, one decision at a time.
Remember, building trust is an ongoing process, and it starts with each of us.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time, keep seeking knowledge. Keep asking questions and keep diving deeper.